Our election road trip is in day two at the Republican National Convention at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. Outside, the Ohio State pep band revving people up, including Trump supporters.
I'm not a politician. I'm a business owner. Believe it or not, I sell Tupperware. And I've also been a truck driver. And this country needs to be run like a business instead of the political cesspool that it is.
I am 12 years old, and I am the producer of my dad's show, the Capitol Hill Show. We might have Pence, so...
He's a good producer.
And as we see the moral decay of our nation, the political and economic corruption, as we see the racial division that we've had in our country, we see the political unrest this election season, it causes some concern.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Sounds from outside the queue. Back inside the arena, we have Here Now political analyst Paris Denard to get the hour started. He's a Republican strategist, Trump supporter. So, Paris, how do you think last night went?
I think last night was successful in the sense that Mr. Trump was able to articulate the fact that he is going to be about law and order.
You mean through the speakers?
Through the speakers. The mood, the tone, the messaging was that he's going to be strong on security, both internationally but also in the homeland, by having Sheriff Clark there, Mayor Giuliani there. So the message was he is going to be a president that's going to be strong on security.
Well, and that maybe is what people would be talking about this morning, except for the fact that you had the Melania Trump speech. Let's talk about that, because also maybe, you know, we could have been talking about how composed she was, which she was, or her dress sold out immediately. But instead,
right,
everyone's talking about sections of her speech seem lifted word for word from Michelle Obama's 2008 convention speech. Let's just listen to some of that.
So many of the same values.
The values that you work hard for what you want in life.
You work hard for what you want in life.
That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
Oh, Paris.
Robin, she said values. Michelle Obama said values. She said...
It was word for word in some place.
I don't think it was word for word. These are common expressions and phrases. But look, I recall President Obama being accused of lifting things from Governor Deval Patrick. And he said, you know, we're friends. We do this. This happens. So I think the real issue that we should be focusing on is the fact that this articulate, beautiful woman came out on the stage and really highlighted the fact that why would she come out? Here's the question. Why would she come out on this about the issue of keeping America safe? That issue is because Donald Trump wanted to say, I care about my wife.
Well,
I want to keep her
safe. That
saying.
Came across. But you mentioned Barack Obama, and you're absolutely right. There was a paragraph, I think, from word for word from Deval Patrick. But when people caught it, he said, you know, it was a mistake. Because this happens. People prepare speeches, so they cut and paste things, and then they forget it. So, but he said it. But he said, yeah, I did, and I should have attributed it. Let's listen, though, to what Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort said on CNN this morning. He denied that there was even anything like Michelle Obama's speech. Let's listen.
To think that she would be cribbing Michelle Obama's words is crazy. This is once again an example of when a woman threatens Hillary Clinton, how she seeks out to demean her and take her down. It's not going to work.
You know, Paris Denard, it's not Hillary Clinton. It's, you know, everybody pointing to the similarity. And the difference there is that Barack Obama put it behind him by saying, yeah, I did. I made a mistake. You know, wasn't this a missed opportunity just to get it off the table?
Look, I think the question has to be, whoever the speechwriters were, did they go to Mrs. Obama's speech and say, let's see how she delivered because we liked her and there's similarities between the two women, both classy, both elegant, both strong. So could that have happened? Probably. Did Melania intentionally do that? I don't think so. Does Paul Manafort know that they did that intentionally? No, I don't think so. So for Mrs. Trump to go out and say that she did this, I think would be wrong. The speechwriters, if that happened, should say, we were inspired by the words of Mrs. Obama.
Yeah. Well, okay.
If that's the case.
Well, we'll hear how this unfolds. But in another word, you know, a lot of airtime being taken up on it. And so let's move to what else is happening. Donald Trump's nomination formally put up for a vote today. Boy, yesterday on the floor, just one of the most exciting times on the floor. Just your quick thoughts on that.
Well, Melania Trump said yesterday in her speech, she goes, there's going to be some things that are going to be funny and ups and downs because that's my husband. And so the campaign trail is no different, and so is this convention. There's going to be some ups and downs and some surprises.
A push by dissenters to try to get a change in the rules. They did not. But we're going to continue to cover this. Here now, political analyst Paris Denard. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.